Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. We close this week's show with the latest edition of Enlighten Me, where we hear from local artist Aleem Smith. The Wilmington native has gained national attention for his surrealist takes on viral memes and pop culture icons. And for this week's Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Sophia Schmidt talked to Smith about his newest project, creating what he calls urban mythology.
Disneyland, or no, it would look like all of your favorite cartoons in mystical worlds with black people in them.
That's how painter Aleem Smith describes his style, Afro-surrealism. The Wilmington native went viral last year for his renditions of popular memes. He's also painted the likes of Snoop Dogg and Erykah Badu, what he says Black History Month might look like from a millennial's perspective. He says he's moving away from portraiture now and toward visual folklore. Smith's only formal training was at Cab Calloway School of the Arts in Wilmington. I asked him how he found his style.
It started with MC Escher. He is my absolute favorite artist because I feel like he is a perfect mix of creativity and skill. And that's what I'm aiming for. It's mostly MC Escher and Dolly. I just love how they twisted reality. It feels very natural. I appreciate it. Because I don't really, growing up in art school, I didn't really like art that much, like the art that they showed us. Because it was very blah. It was just, okay, it's a picture. Because art is a very hard art form to really grab someone's attention with. You really have to paint something very interesting. You really have to play with colors. You really have to make someone's eyes move around the page. Because most of the time, people are just going to look at your picture for a couple seconds. So I just wanted to create art that would make people stop for at least 10 seconds.
The internet has played a pivotal role in Smith's career as an artist. He says he's able to support himself financially by selling prints online and doing commissions. Much of his success started last year when his meme series went viral. He was interviewed in several national news outlets, including Time.
I think mostly it just made me more confident in my ideas because I wasn't doing it to go viral, get a lot of attention. I had a pattern. I was just going to drop a different series during Black History Month every year. It made me feel like I was an actual artist because I was being posted everywhere. I was like, okay, now I'm, if I was playing before, now I'm actually an artist. I have to like go with this thing. Because it was just, I was just like, just painting pictures because I never felt like I did or created what I felt like I considered art yet. So it made me just take a second and not rush on my next work.
Smith says he feels his quick rise in recognition affected the quality of his art.
A lot of my art so far has been rushed. Like the meme series, I started that, and it started catching attention before I even knew all of the memes I was going to paint. I was just uploading work. I was making those in like 2 or 3 days. I wasn't putting like actual time, and thought and consideration into the pieces.
Smith appreciates how the internet has allowed him to be independent as an artist, not dependent on the traditional centers of power in the industry, like the gallery scene. But he says the internet has its downsides.
The internet, I feel like, is really washed down and watered down art, and a lot of people are in a rush to upload things just to be like, I'm creating. But none of the greats had that pressure. No, like, inspirational artists who've gone down in history had the pressure of like, I need to upload something every day so you know that I paint. Because it waters down the work. It takes away from the work. I just really want to push the envelope. I just really want to do something. Like, I don't care if people like it as much. I just want to do something that is, oh, okay, wow. That's different.
He says the intense and ubiquitous nature of the internet inspires the surrealism in his work.
There's not a lot of representation for weird black stuff. But black people are weird too. We have crazy ideas too. Like, we're not just listening to rap and just not thinking about the future and not thinking about artificial intelligence. We're thinking about all of that stuff and how it will affect us and how we look in those realities. And how we create our own realities.
And with his current series, Smith is building what he calls urban mythology.
There are no stories for the African-American experience. They're like folklore type stories. Mm. That doesn't exist. We just got Jesus and different religions, but we don't have any things that relate to us and describe us and that originate from us. So that's my focus, is just creating a story around what already exists and like adding value to it, adding value to do-rags, making a whole legend behind do-rags and not just it being a thing that just happened out of nowhere.
Smith says one painting in this series draws on imagery from his youth in Wilmington.
Have you ever drank a Mystic? It's a terrible drink. It's delicious, and it's mostly in corner stores. It's terrible, but it's a beautiful bottle. So I have this painting of a genie coming out of a Mystic bottle.
And another work that's still in progress.
There's one piece of an eight-armed drummer named 808, because everybody loves the 808 drum. But it doesn't have a history. It has a history, but it doesn't have like a bigger, grander, like Greek mythology type history to it. Like, so it's this black dude who has eight arms, who plays drums, and there's a whole parade of people following behind him, and he is the god of music.
Smith currently splits his time among Wilmington, Philadelphia, and Newark, New Jersey, but he says his hometown has helped his creative process.
It's not a lot of things to do. You're not distracted by a whole bunch of parties or some celebrities coming. There's nothing really happening here. So it's a great place to just focus and chill and just taking in your ideas and having no pressure to do anything. Wilmington is kind of still in the 90s or something. Which I feel like is great because a lot of people are rushing.
But he says there's a downside to Wilmington's slower pace as well.
Like when I think of like a rat or a mouse in a maze, Wilmington feels like a great place for the maze. But there's no cheese. There's nothing. A lot of people just get stuck in a loop, I feel like. Because there's nothing to do. There's a little bit of culture, but there's not a lot of culture. It's not much to look forward to. Everything closes early. I feel like if it was like an experiment that people were looking at, they would just want to see what do people do when they have nothing to do.
Smith says he plans to explore this theme in a future series. In Wilmington, Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks to artist Aleem Smith and our Sophia Schmidt for enlightening us this week. Smith's art can be found online under the name Yesterday Night, with night spelled N-I-T-E. And that's a wrap on this week's edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. And remember, you can also check out The Green via podcast at our website, on iTunes, and on the NPR One app. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page, on Twitter at TheGreenDE, or by emailing us at TheGreen@DelawarePublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make today's show possible. Contributors John Hurdle and Larry Nagengast, Delaware Public Media's Sophia Schmidt, and Kelly Steele. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Burns saying thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delaware explores its common ground.